Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and woo, darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from Oceanside, where I am down doing Jennifer McLean's amazing weekend. This has been quite an amazing weekend. I started it off with my new speech about spirituality and religion and science and how we're all saying the same thing. And there's just been some really quite remarkable sharings in this weekend, just pretty amazing. So love it that a lot of my clients are here, and I know they're loving it. And I got some interesting stuff to tell you here. First of all, again, those of you that continue to support Gabrielle's book and get it out on social media, it's doing so well, you guys. And go on Amazon and just read some of the reviews that people have left. It's just really, really heartwarming. So thank you. Keep it going. Keep sending it out there, whatever you can do. And if you haven't bought it yet and you're interested in the $147 program for the little child experience that you get in exchange for showing me that you bought the $16 book, that's still going. And if you've already got the little child experience, you're welcome to shop around the site and see what else you can find for equal or less value. Everybody wins. My kid wins, you win big, and I win because it makes me happy. You bet. We are going to be doing that webinar on bipartisan, neutral information regarding politics and your questions. It is going to be free. I haven't narrowed down the date yet because I've got a lot of job offers coming in, but it will be in August sometime coming up. So I know we'd all like to get the clarity of what the channel has to say about. Okay, so one of the things that kept kind of synchronistically coming up this weekend is it doesn't make sense that I can create what I want to create. It doesn't make sense I can create this money I want. It doesn't make sense that I heal my own body. And it doesn't make sense that there's a guy or a woman out there that is my soulmate, that's all the things that I, it just doesn't make sense to me. So how can I create this? And obviously you can see how that limits all possibilities, right? Because again, miracles don't make sense. So you have to be open to all the possibilities that you can create anywhere and then just start taking the steps. You know, a lot of us are, well, it doesn't make sense that I can start a new business at 70 or 75 or wherever we're at. Well, why does it need to make sense? It's something you want to do, but you have to step out and start doing it so that you have the experience that you're doing it. What happens to most of us, guys, is that we take action somewhat, so it appears that we are moving forward. It appears that we're taking action while we're still going, oh yeah, but this doesn't make any sense, right? So we cancel ourselves out. And they're saying we do this majorly because of two things. Boy, and one of them can I really relate to. The first one is core belief number 5. I have to give up me so I can take care of others. And that really came up a lot during this weekend. Well, how can I do that? I have to take care of my mother. Well, how can I do that? I can't support myself if I leave this relationship. That's a big one for a lot of people. So obviously the first thing is choice. Second thing is commitment, which means I'm going to do this no matter what I have to do. Even if that means go get a job, learn a new trade so that I can support myself, so that I can ultimately get out of this relationship that is not positive for me. All right, so that's number one. The second one, which I really relate to, is I can only be born once. So let's say we created something fabulous, and then we, for whatever belief system, created it going away, right? If we have this belief, I can only be born once, like I can only do one career in my life, for example, you're going to fight yourself, and it's going to be a lot harder to take action if you think you can only be born once. Well, I've done it, been there, done that, right? So that creates a real energetic challenge within ourselves, which becomes a signal that we not only send out to the universe, but listen, we send it back to ourselves. So your electrical signals go out, and by the way, we're having, many of us, amazing results from the formula that I gave you in last week's eBlast. Amazing. I'm having some amazing results physically around it. Okay, so I can be born as many times as it stokes my boat to be born around as many different issues as I want to be born around. And I always take care of myself first so that I live in joy and happiness and divine love for myself. And then automatically everybody else is taken care of because I am infused with the energy and the love then from taking care of myself that I can share with everybody else. So I am the frequency meaning also the signal. Sorry, I had to wait for the words there. When we limit ourselves with, I have to give up me so I can take care of everybody else and I can only be born once, we are literally sending out and within the signal of, I can't because. And that ain't going to get us anywhere, guys, right? So I am the frequency of all possibilities. I am the frequency that always honors myself first in the highest way. I am the frequency that knows and chooses to be born into everything that passionately stokes my boat. So it is. I am the God of me who creates health and stability everywhere in my life. And so it is. Can I go to the calls? Good, because we've got a lot of people on today, and I want to get to some people. Michelle in Florida, let's start with you. What's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if I could get a little mini spiritual reading.
Well, baby, I want you to ask a question. What is it that you want to know?
Well, there's this elderly gentleman that I took care of, and he made me the survivor's benefit of the house that I'm in, and he passed away. And I don't think that has to go to probate court. But his next door neighbor took advantage of him and quit claim deeded his house in her name, took his car, acted power of attorney when her power of attorney was revoked by him. So now she's being investigated, and I'm scared to death. You know, I'm like, I know I didn't do anything wrong, you know. But I really feel in my heart that she poisoned him. And I'm like, I wonder if they'll find it because they had him cremated.
Well, of course they're not going to find it. If they had him cremated, honey, there's nothing
there. Well,
they
did a toxicology report before they cremated him.
Okay. But you see, this was the story you told me. You didn't ask your question. What do you want to know?
What do you see the outcome?
All right, let me explain this, Michelle. Are you new to our community?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good, baby, because you're reminding a lot of people about how energy actually works. You see, there's thousands of different outcomes that can happen in this scenario. And we are very much a part of what the outcome is that happens. So right now, you are not focused at all on what you want, which will help you get the outcome you want. You are focused in pointing fingers at her, in fear that you might lose the house, the drama of everything going down. Would you agree with that?
I want to know what he was poisoned with. I really feel like in my heart, it's like I can't get closure because I feel like she has poisoned him.
Okay.
I don't have any doubt that I'll have any problems getting my house because, you know, I got this.
Okay, you
got
to let the other thing go. You've got to let the other thing go. Not your battle. Not your battle, not your job. It's turned over to the authorities now.
Yes, it is.
Do I have permission? I do not get that she poisoned him. So if you're asking the channel, is that the right question? Just did she poison him? It goes right to no, baby. If that gives you any peace of mind.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I just feel in my heart that she really did, though.
I know that.
Like,
I know that.
She abused him. She hit him and
had
black eyes, and he had black eyes, and me and the neighbor took him to the attorneys because he had a black eye, and then she ended up bringing him home, and a week later he died.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
I do know. And the only thing you can do, Michelle, is hire a lawyer if you want to follow it through. Hire a lawyer and say, look, we have suspicions. Maybe your neighbor can go in with you in a class action or something. But
they're already investigating it. Then let go,
baby, and quit focusing on that. What you want to focus on is a peaceful and just conclusion to this man's life and the celebration of his life. But the more you get immersed in the drama of this situation, the more it's going to affect your creation. Do you understand?
Right. It's like I can't even put my flag up until I get closure of it. You know, because I feel in my heart that she did kill him, you know. I just don't know how, but
what's going down here, though, so everybody's aware and so that you're aware, Michelle, is that you called to ask the channel the highest information, and then you're saying, I don't care because I'm going to believe this anyway. So there's no movement for you, baby. There's no place you can move while you continue to be focused on this.
So basically, just let it go.
Well, you let being immersed in the drama go while you clearly direct from a place of love what you want, which is, you know, decisions in integrity and truthfulness and the highest legality to honor this man. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to have a little funeral for him.
So
Nobody else is having a funeral for him.
Well, and I have much compassion for your love and the justice for this man. That's a beautiful thing, Michelle. I just don't want you to go down in the drama of all of it. All right, baby. Thank you so much. That's a great lesson for everybody. Wow. Great lesson for everybody. Guys, if you're in the drama, you're not creating what you want. Karen in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby
I'm
Kate.
Glad to talk to you again.
You too.
I'm Zara's godmother. So
I'll
give you
connection.
Oh, hi
there. Hi,
yeah,
baby.
We haven't talked in a while. And I have this weird thing that's happening in my apartment. Last Saturday, I got bitten 8 times by a spider while I was sleeping. And the next day, I usually don't kill spiders, but that was it. I was done.
I've
also been bitten in my legs when I put boots on. They crawled into my boots. And so that was a year ago, though. So this time, I went on a massive hunt. I found the spider. I sucked it up in the vacuum and said, no more. You're not hurting me anymore. Last night, I got 5 more spider bites.
Yeah, there is, because of all the rain and the change in the weather, guys, it's been a real problem with these this year in a lot of different areas. But I want to know why we're attracting getting
Why I'm attracting
bitten.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
in my sleep.
Okay.
I'm peacefully sleeping.
Look.
Healing my body, and this.
Give me a song. Give me a song, Karen.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Okay, so basically, the channel wants to know, what are you waiting for?
I am in the process of healing wounds that happened within the last several years that have caused me my hip to be out of alignment. So I'm working on a new alignment and being able to walk again. Literally, I can't walk without pain. And I'm also
that's funny. And
the,
and they're biting you in the legs, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Can't walk without pain, and you're getting bitten in the legs. I want you to put those two things together.
Okay.
Okay, so tell me what the core issue is that you believe created the pain in your legs.
Oh, it's a long story.
Well, in one sentence, what do you think? If you had to tell me in one sentence, this is what created the pain in my legs. Come on, you can do this.
I've been subjected to environments that were moldy, that just totally destroyed my immune system, my
okay,
cognitive
got it.
Thinking.
Got it. Okay. So, Karen, so you put yourself in moldy, crummy environments that affect your health. You put yourself in environment with spiders that are affecting your health. So it's about the environment around you that you're creating. And now they want to give you a core belief, because it started when you were a very little girl, this perception of the environment that you live in. This page here, 1, 2, 5. Okay, I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. So where's that going on in your life? Because I keep getting some male energy coming up here. Oh, well, it was your dad. first of all. The first one was your dad when you were little. So talk to me about the connection of I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Okay.
A spaceship dropped me off. I'm a multiversal shaman. I don't fit in on Earth. It just doesn't.
That's
not
true. Not true, Karen. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here if you didn't choose to be here, whether you're a Martian or not. Okay? But look at what you just said to me. So if you're not supposed to be here, baby, you are going to turn against yourself in every way you can to get yourself off this planet or make you suffer while you're here. Because you just said, I'm not supposed to be here. So I would start choosing to know you want to be here and that you're supposed to be here because you chose to be here. Nobody made you come down to this planet against your will. Doesn't work that way. So you've got to change your perceptions around how much you belong and belong on this planet. Okay? Now, did you listen to last week's show?
Yes.
Okay. So you know the whole formula. This is a perfect example of negative signals that have embedded themselves into your energetic system. On the e-blast last week, I gave everybody the formula of the words, exactly what to say 4 to 5 times a day for about a week. So around all the negative signal anywhere in your energetic body of I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong and the world attacks me and this environment attacks me and all that, you want to do and direct the energy that I wrote out for you last week 4 to 5 times a day for a week around that and see if it doesn't get better. And the channel is laughingly saying, please have somebody come in and spray your house. You know? I mean, for God's sake, if you've got spiders, have somebody come in and...
The bizarre thing is I never see spider webs. Never.
I don't care if you see them, dude.
Spider webs.
I don't care. You see the bites.
I have
you see the bites, and you actually found the one spider. Come on. You see how hard you're making this on yourself?
Well, yeah. I just also
because
have to be
if you don't believe,
sprays.
If you don't have to, yeah, but there's environmentally safe ways to do this.
Right.
Karen.
This is probably why I have to do it on my own. I don't trust that the apartment complex is going to use environmentally safe.
Well, okay, so call somebody yourself and bring them in. But don't suffer anymore.
No, I thought I handled it. And then when I woke up last night, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, because the spiders are going, are you going to decide you're supposed to be here or shall we still attack you? All right, honey, you can do this.
Thank you.
Get on it.
Yes.
Yep. Get on it. Get on it. Get on it. Mary in California, you're on.
Well, hello there, lady.
Why are you not at the event, Mary Bozzi?
I am. I'm at the most important event there is. I'm standing outside and enjoying myself.
Oh, that's great. Mary's down here attending the conference. It's been awesome, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been awesome. But I just wanted to share one thing with everybody in this beautiful membership community with you. Dee was the first one to speak. She was beyond amazing, is beyond amazing. And the power of all the things that she shared with us over these many years and months that we've known her was repeated over and over again as other speakers came on, and there were a lot of really top-notch people there. And they referred to her, I lost count after my first 10 notches. He said this, and he said that, and I'm just sitting there going, yeah, baby.
You're my little cheerleader, Mary. Well, thank you. Thank you for that acknowledgement. It was, you know, guys, I gave the speech of brain science, spirituality, and religion, and how we're all saying the same thing and how they all come together. And I'm working on, you know, I'm really working on getting a copy of it so that I can make a product for you, because it's a pretty amazing
speech.
It's
beautiful. Yeah.
So thank you, Mary, for being here, and thanks for calling in, babe.
Thanks, honey. Right,
see you soon.
You.
I love you.
You got it.
Arlene in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Yeah, well, I can ask a straight question without the backstory. Well, challenging to do that.
I know.
Okay. I've been advised by neighbors to get a home protection system of some sort. There's some story. I looked one up. I found it. It's affordable. I don't like it because it's all wireless. I don't like all that wireless around me. And so my question is it just possible to do this energetically? And is there kind of a formula for that?
Arlene, it's possible to do it energetically if you believe it is. Right
okay.
Now you don't.
I still don't, huh? Oh, God.
Well,
okay.
Otherwise you wouldn't be asking the question, baby. And look, this is the journey we're all on. Like,
yeah.
A lot of you know that you can create money now, but you still are challenged with thinking you have control over the health of your body. You know, some of us, vice versa. Some of us really see that we are creating our relationships now consciously, but can't get a hold of the money part. You know, there's pockets of belief systems around different things depending on what you're focused on and the belief systems that you came from. Okay.
Right.
So let's acknowledge, first of all, that your neighbors are coming from fear.
Yes. Got that.
Because why do you need protection if you're not in fear?
Right.
So you don't want, whatever you end up doing, Arlene, you want to do it from powerful knowing instead of from weaker fear.
Got
so,
it.
So you can feel into the difference between, okay, this is going to empower my knowing and my energy to know that there's a protection device in place for my house. This is going to allow me not to worry and to stay in my knowing. It's quite different than, oh, my God, there's so many break-ins and everybody's focused on this and I really don't want to, but I better. Can you feel where the two different places come from?
Right, yes.
Okay. All right. So right now, because, again, back to last week, you see, they have sent out from their energy a negative idea or belief that has embedded itself now in your energetic body because it woke up and alerted a fear that you had of not being safe, which started, by the way, when you were a very little girl.
Yes, I believe that. Now, see, my home was broken into recently, so it's since then. Otherwise, I always felt this was such a safe place.
Well, something attracted the guy there.
Yeah, right.
And so, yippee, you get to see this kind of very, very, very deeply, they're saying, embedded fear of not being safe in the world. That's all that this is about. So you just start directing your day today. I am safe and secure in this world. But the channel is saying that you are going to have peace of mind if you install this security.
Okay.
So that then your subconscious can let go and go, okay, everything's in place. I'm safe now. That's the highest choice for you right now. But also do it energetically. You know, surround your house with white light. Every morning, you know, when I direct my day, I go, I am living in a house that is beautiful and protected and feeds my soul. Okay? You guys know what to do, but you got to do it. All right. You got your answer, Arlene?
Yeah. Just quickly, though, I once in some other course, I remember someone teaching, like, put certain things in the corners of your house. Again, they were very confident this was full protection.
Again, as you believe, Arlene.
So it's just as you believe. Okay,
you bet.
Got it.
The whole world works on as you believe. So if you think you need to stand on your head every day in order not to get Alzheimer's, then you have to until you change that belief.
All right. Got it.
All right.
I could make up photos and use the white light. Thank you, Dee.
Yep. You bet.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Susan, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much, much better.
Oh, my gosh. I can hear it in your voice. Praise the Lord. Good. Good, sweetheart.
I've got my little kitty right here with me, my little girl.
Yeah, she's very, very much there to help you heal and to bring the vibration of joy and happiness and peace to you.
Yes, she is. She's just a little sweetheart. She's not fixed, so she's right now in heat, the poor little thing. She's going crazy about that. But
yeah, well, I would get her fixed when you can, Susan.
So I'd like to have her one kittens, and then get her fixed. I'd like to have her have that one privilege of having a litter of kittens first.
Long as you have some place good to take them.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. But I was feeling very lost there for a while, and then I thought, well, you know, there's so much that I want to do. There's so many things yet that I want to do, and it's like I just can't give up the ghost. You know, there's so much.
Yes, but honey, you're caught in wanting. You want to do them. You're not particularly taking steps to do them. You haven't committed, Susan. And until one commits, the universe isn't going to come in and play.
Okay. Well, I thought I was committing to like the
That's true. You thought you were. When I say you are, I get a no. And it's very much what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Well, it just doesn't make sense. I don't know how I can. Not your job. Your job is I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this no matter what. And I'm asking, which means demanding, all energy come in and partner with me in the creation of this now and consistent forever. I am in great gratitude for this partnership, and it's done. Thank you.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. Yeah. We just play that game with ourselves, you know, so many times.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's starting a new business, and every time I ask them, what did you do for your business today? Well, I didn't get to it today. And that's how we make ourselves feel like we're working on something without really doing it.
Yeah, that's postponing.
Yeah, well.
Postponing doesn't work.
But postponing is what happens when you haven't committed yet. Because commitment is, I'm doing this no matter what, no matter what I have to do. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to do it every day.
Yeah, I started going back to singing and everything, so I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, that gives you joy, Susan.
It does. So it really does.
Anything that gives you joy, connect to what you want, commit, and get going. All right, baby. So glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. I love you too, baby cakes. Hold on. I'm trying to move this by my fingers. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you so very much. Much to me. So last week I called regarding a bank levy. A levy against my bank account regarding a bank credit card loan. They ended up levying my bank account. I didn't know that at the time. So I'm trying to figure out how to deal with that. They are possibly doing a disability hardship, but I was told not to talk to them. But I'm willing to work with them to figure out what to do with that amount that they...
Okay. So, Maria, bottom line, I want to get to the root, the very core of why you keep creating these financial conundrums with your family, with yourself, with your bank accounts. Is that the highest question? Yes. Okay. And we're going to the sheets. We're going to the first sheet. And they're taking me to the cocktail, which is, you know, the electrical signal that you're sending out and within, that keeps creating this loop of financial challenges. Okay, so now we're going to a core belief, because this is the signal that you're putting out now. This page? No. This page. Here. Okay, I'll never be good enough, so I've got to figure out how I have to leave somehow. I'm going to get challenged financially in my bank account. I'm going to be at odds with my family about the money and the house and how to proceed and all that. Okay? So all of this is about proving to you that you're not good enough, and it looks like everybody else in the world is the challenge you have that's saying that to you, you're not good enough. But it's really coming from you. It's an energetic signal that your dad gave you. Interestingly enough, in other lifetimes and in this lifetime, you guys have been playing this out in different relationships for some time. So I would like you, again, to go back, get the e-blast from last week. I think it's going to be on every e-blast from now on, guys, on your left-hand side. This will be a link to it. There will be a link to it. And do the work around this so that you eliminate this and implant in yourself the new signal that I am good enough, I've always been good enough, I will always be good enough. And so I always stay and create that for myself, within myself, and that's the signal I send out. So that you start attracting people that go, hi, Maria, you're good enough. Wow, let's see what we can create. So all this drama starts falling away from your life, baby. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just go back, do the work. Do the work, guys. 4 times a day for a week. Try it. What do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All right. Thank you, baby. All right. Now I got to scroll back down here. Let's see. Hey, Lynn. What's up? Whoops. Let me get you on here. Still not on. There you come. Hi, Annie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So somehow I didn't get the four times a day for a week. But I will say this, that I have noticed such a big change in my jaw, this physical. I've always had kind of a little bit of a pop in one side of my jaw. And it, recently it's gotten so bad that, like, I
have an exercise for you, Lynn. I have an exercise. Do you sleep with a mouth guard?
No.
You should, because you're grinding your teeth. Okay.
Yeah.
I have an exercise for you to put your jaw back in, and I got this from a great, amazing periodontist doctor. Okay. So all you do is you open your mouth slightly, and you roll your tongue up till the back of your tongue touches the top of your mouth, and then you close your teeth slowly. And you just do that about 10 times, and it will help it go back in, if not put it back in. Okay?
Okay.
But you need to get a mouth guard.
Okay, I will do that. And a few days ago, I made the choice and the commitment and directed all my cells and my muscles and my ligaments and everything in between around my jaw, head, and neck to be in alignment. And I've done the work. And so now it's so much better.
But good.
I know. I wanted to, like, get that out there. And I will do exactly what you just said, because I know that's what's going to finish it, I'm sure.
Okay, hang on. They want you to be clear about the... It's not a signal. It's not an electrical signal. It is a belief system. Am I going to a core belief? This page here. Well, we got a theme going here. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So where do you think you don't belong that's causing you anxiety at night so that you grind your teeth?
Well, that was my question, because I wanted to get to the root signal, negative signal, if I had one or whatever it was. That
I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. That's it.
Okay.
So can you identify where you feel that? Because it doesn't go across your whole life.
Well, is that what's creating the anxiety and eating extra food at night? Like, nighttime is my time where I need something to soothe. And it's keeping the extra weight on my body, which I'm done with it. This has been a lifelong thing.
If that's not what's keeping the weight on your body, and the first word they give me is thyroid. Have you had your thyroid checked?
Yeah, I had my thyroid checked. I had an ultrasound of it. It was swelling up, but they didn't find anything wrong with it. It was, and everything came out. All the tests came out normal. I went to a specialist about it.
Direct your thyroid to be in consistent balance.
Okay.
Okay. Now, also, Lynn, I'm not at home. I don't have the body books with me, but we have to look up under thyroid. So please email me and ask me to do that, and I'll write you out what it's about, because there's something in her, and whatever is in the body book is the core thing about everything that you want to do the work with the electrical signal about.
Excellent. I love that.
You got
that? Great.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing is always dovetailing into everything else, guys. You know, and for anybody, you know this, Lynn, because you've done a lot of private sessions with me. You may think you have five different questions, and they all dovetail into each other, so that by the end of the session, we have one complete picture around what's going on.
Yes, I love that.
It's kind of magical, really. All
yes,
right, hold on. That's it. That's all the info. So make
great.
Sure you email me, okay?
I will. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, baby. I am having a great weekend. I'm creating it that way. All right, Diane in New York, you're on. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Okay, everybody's been really helpful for me, kind of putting clarity around what I wanted to bring forward.
Good.
I have been, it's great. I will admit I have not been directing my energy around the issue, and I know that that's what I need to work on. It's my mother, it's my sisters. I spent a day with them yesterday. Lots of family drama. And so the first caller, the subsequent callers, I can see the patterns, and
yeah.
I believe the not supposed to be here is part of this as well. And like I said,
yep.
I'm admitting I'm not really creating what I should around it, but I feel like I keep creating. I have this loop of drama that I think it was like the two callers ago talked about. So I'd like to know what this is about with my mom and sisters, and if there's
okay.
anything else I can do.
It there's a lot of things going on here, so I have to kind of listen while I go. First of all, there was an agreement, and oh. Wow. All right. Well, I guess we just have to get used to having more stuff like this happen now after this new thing's come in. It's an agreement you all made in a future life,
okay.
right? That you were going to live out this drama to help each other learn. We're going to the sheets, first sheet, that you're the creators of yourself. That you are literally the electrical signal that creates the reality of your life. That you are all thought and all possibility, and you can reach up and choose whatever thought or belief system serves what you want now. Now we're going to a core belief, because this is obviously... There's also, this is the signal, okay? This is the signal that's been embedded by some male energy in a future life. Whoever's going to be your dad or the husband, or it's that energy, wow, we're out there, aren't we? That has embedded this negative signal, or that you've accepted and allowed your energy to be embedded with it. All right, we're going to this page here, 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 16. I'm scared to death to go. So right now, what do you think go represents?
Immediately, it was death.
Okay. So... if you keep sending out the signal, I'm scared to death to die, how do you think the universe is going to respond to that?
Well, find a way to help me with that belief system, I would imagine.
Well, and certainly not going to give you a lot of joy to create in your life, and that's why everybody in your family is pissed off. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
I'm pissed off. I'm frustrated. I'm annoyed. I'm feel stuck. I bet people in your family, if you talk to them, they'd say, "I just feel stuck." That's what they keep saying to me. I just feel stuck. And how many people out there can relate to this, guys? Right? So I'm free. I'm free to create me, you know, just because they go into drama doesn't mean you have to identify with it and play in that field.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. So don't look at them. Don't point fingers at them. Don't define yourself as limited because of the drama that get out of the drama. And create, I am free.
Okay.
Okay? And in
yeah.
that freedom, I create healthy, beautiful, eternal life, whether I'm in embodiment or not. I just go on creating forever, dude, because we do. But we live in a lot more peace on this physical world if we know we do.
Okay.
You
and
got
that
it?
Signal from that signal from the male energy in the future, can I put that out through the divine love and clear that energetic signal?
Absolutely. Okay. So let's be clear. We're taking the signal and redirecting it through the light to become the positive signal that we are choosing now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Yes.
Hold on. Is there anything else? No, that's it. Great. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right, Sandy in North Carolina, you're up.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Let's see. I have so many things going on here. But one thing that happened to me a couple of weeks ago is a friend of mine came to me because someone had been murdered or was told that they hadn't found their body. So I took my pendulum and it was like, you know, I asked the questions and the pendulum said that this young man was still alive. And I got, you know, goosebumps and coolness, which usually is, it's a strong, true statement.
Uh-huh.
And then, unfortunately, a few days later, they found his body. So I'm
So now you're doubting yourself.
I am.
Yeah, okay. So this is a lot of what we'll go over in Creation Station in the training, because you have to be really careful how you ask the question.
Uh-huh.
You see, you didn't say, is he still alive physically?
Yeah, no, I did. I said, is he physically alive? Is he spiritually alive? Is his soul alive?
Okay,
you know,
well, we're
so
falling
went down.
Out. Hold on, we're falling out. Hold on. All right, Sandy, you need to claim, I demand the highest answer. I want the highest answer.
Okay.
Excuse me.
The answer. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a big part of anybody before you test anything. You have to direct yourself and claim, I am the highest answer. I want the highest answer. Okay. Because when you were testing, you wanted the answer. There was a part of you that wanted the answer that he was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so when there's any part of us that's involved in that way, we absolutely can affect the test and the answer that we receive. Hold on, there's something else coming in. Sheets, book. Give me a song, please.
Man in the Mirror.
Okay. Which is all about I'm looking in to see the truthfulness of who I am. That's what that whole song is about, right? So I always state, I demand the highest answer. I don't want the answer I want. I want the highest truth and the highest answer, period. And that will always guide your energy into not creating even something that we don't know is going on. If there's an agenda that okay, hold on. They're yelling at me here. Do you have any information about how he died?
She gave me the story of what the police were telling the family and not the news. And I had not heard about it because I made a conscious choice to try and stay away from that. So I didn't even hear about the two boys being abducted and murdered. But they found the one body, but not the one that she came to ask me about. So it was.
So they still haven't found that body?
No, they did. They did finally.
I would be interested, and it's not needed. If this is going to screw with your energy, don't do it. But
uh-huh.
I'd be interested in knowing if when you tested it, he was still alive. Because I think that's what we're ultimately getting to here. They had to teach a couple of lessons there along the way.
See, I got goosebumps, and that's what I got.
Yeah.
It was just so strong, Dee, that he was, his physical body was still alive, but.
Yeah, I get a yes on that, Sandy. I get a yes on that. And so what's the greatest gift that comes out of this for you is not to doubt yourself and your channel. I mean, you know.
It means a lot to me.
Sometimes I go, well, anyway, I know unconditionally that my channel is always right.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like this, we had to go on a little journey because there are pieces of information that they want us to know. And
right.
And they're always teaching, guys, and expanding, right? And then you uncover more, and then you get another piece of information. But I never, ever doubt my channel. And like everything else we talk about, we have to claim it for it to be so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I would start working with that, Sandy. And they're giving you permission to go back into your knowing. Okay?
Yeah.
Because they will not give you incorrect information.
And I believe that wholeheartedly.
Well,
though,
you did until you got challenged.
Yeah, when I got because that was a big deal. And I did tell her, I said, please don't share this with the parents because they were, you know, in limbo. And I know that feeling. So, you know, it's between you and I, but I'm getting a really strong answer, and she could see the pendulum. I mean, it was going crazy where it was,
Then, Sandy, you know, if you wanted to take that further, Sandy, you said he's alive, you know, now.
Right.
Is it possible to... you know, take this even further and know that he's going to be alive when he's found.
Okay.
You know, there's
all right.
you can continue to get more and more and more and more discernment always.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, good.
All
and
right, sweetheart.
One quick question. Your conscious creation. I have your videos. I'm in the second video. Is there somewhere that tells me how to use the sheet step by step, or is it
the balance program goes into that, Sandy. But
give
me an email and we'll get back to you because I'm out of time. All right, baby.
Sorry. Okay.
No, that's
so much.
Fine. If you guys want to get the sheets and learn more about how to use the sheets, it's the Balance Program at IMD Wallace. All right. Darn. Here we are at the end again. You guys rock. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.